It's 85 degrees and sunny here in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. The Tennessee Valley Authority may triple fossil-fueled infrastructure in the region by 2040. A new long-term plan to meet energy needs was approved last week by the TVA board, which currently has members all appointed by President Donald Trump. WPLN's Caroline Egger says the plan reflects the president's goals.
By 2040, TVA is planning to grow its energy capacity by between 30 and 85% to meet new demand, driven primarily by data centers. TVA wants to rely on gas turbines. On the higher end, the plan could require building around 30 new gas plants. It also promises some nuclear, though that timeline seems uncertain, and some solar. Clifton Lowry, a TVA vice president, introduced the plan to the board.
I'm honored because this moment is the culmination of years of effort from TVA staff.
But that's not really true. TVA was supposed to publish a new plan in 2024, when Biden was in office. TVA delayed it by 1 year, eventually settling on a lot of gas and potentially a lot of solar. Then TVA completely replaced that plan this summer, tripling down on fossil fuels. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
The Trump administration is bringing foreign beef into American markets to lower prices. Tennessee cattle farmers say this will hamper the country's beef supply in the long run. Trump made a deal with beef importers who, according to the Tennessean, agreed to sell their products for about 25% less than the going price. The deal is for 300,000 metric tons, enough for every person in America to get about 2 pounds of beef. Trump announced the deal on Truth Social. Beef prices have more than doubled over the past 5 years, according to the Tennessean. There are several contributing factors. One of them, the U.S. cattle herd size has fallen to its lowest level in 75 years, mostly because of drought and resulting spikes in feed costs. Tennessee Farm Bureau President Eric Mayberry says Tennessee cattle producers understand the importance of affordable prices, but rebuilding the U.S. cattle herd takes time. The group says importing a bunch of beef will drive down prices and make farmers less likely to spend time and money growing their herds. This is 90.3.